chapter 2, 1 to 5. Now it happened that at this time, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be made of the whole inhabited world. This census, the first, took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. So Joseph set out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee for Judea, to David's town called Bethlehem, since he was of David's house and line. He went in order to be registered, together with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. The Gospel of the Lord. This trip would have probably taken about 3 or 4 days. They would have stopped each evening. If there was no place for them to stay, they would have spent the night under the stars. If you have ever been camping and have sat around the fire at night, you have a sense of the peaceful quiet that settles over the campground as everyone settles in for the evening. In my imagination, there is something of that quiet that enfolds the hours of Christmas Eve. "'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Shh, be still. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Be still. Be still. Listen to the silence of this holy night. Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Shh. Be still. Enter into the silence of this holy night. Holy night. Listen as angels, shepherds, and the wise ones converge on this holy night. Listen as the last signs of daylight are kissed by the first seconds of evening. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. This idea of silence and of stillness lies at the heart of Christmas. Silence and stillness are so rare that when confronted with them, we may be disturbed. In certain moments, they mean peace and calm. In other moments, the stillness leaves us lonely, bored, perhaps anxious. Silence and stillness can be troubling. But if we're ever going to listen, we need to be quiet. We need to be still. We need to let the silence of this most holy night envelop us, if only for a little while. Be still. Listen to the silence. Let your heart be peaceful. Let your mind be at rest. Let your spirit be readied for this most holy night. Shh. Be quiet. Be still. Listen. the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Let your hopes and fears be met in the wonder of this silent night. Let the hopes and fears you hold in your heart for your friends and family, for your church, for your world, be met in the miracle of this silent, holy night. Let this being still, this silent night, this brief time of being quiet, offer hope to a world so in need of hope. While the moon her watch is keeping, while the weary world is sleeping, o'er thy spirit gently stealing, visions of delight revealing, breathes a pure and holy feeling all through the night. Let this silent, holy night offer hope that living simply on this earth with all peoples seems possible. Shh. Be quiet. Be still. Listen. Let the silent of this most holy night enfold you. For when all things were in deep silence, and the night was in the midst of its course, the Almighty Word leapt down from heaven. And behold, that Word became flesh and forever dwells among us. May that Word, whose birth we will soon celebrate again, be born in the stillness and quiet of your heart.